colleagues, we have an individual who's been waiting patiently for 684. What I'd propose before we break for lunch, complete 684. Since we have the quorum, take the quick votes on the items that we have carried over from previously without the quorum, and then call it a morning if that works for everybody. Okay. So could you please call 684?
Authorize the Bureau of Development Services to permit environmental remediation and Portland Bureau of Transportation to permit construction of the Southwest Meade Street interim improvements under the authority of the city engineer and without land use review approval.
And just before we start, the Bureau of Emergency Communications, you're here. Are you just waiting for the vote, or was there another item? You're not required to stay here for the vote unless you'd like to. You're certainly welcome to, but I didn't want you to think you had to sit here and wait for the vote. Great. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor, City Council. Kurt Kruger with the Portland Bureau of Transportation. We had a short slideshow. We had a little presentation. You guys had a long morning. We'll wrap this up quickly. A little less exciting than a bridge. We're talking about dirt in South Waterfront.
I'm sorry. I just committed a horrible faux pas, and I want to correct it before these guys leave and get the Bureau of Emergency Management. I apologize. Thank you. Sorry.
No problem. Thanks, Carla. The City of Portland, Bureau of Transportation, in conjunction with Prosper Portland, has been underway with the construction of Southwest Bond Avenue and South Waterfront. The first stage of that project is placing a lot of dirt to consolidate the challenging soils in South Waterfront and waiting for that to settle before we come back and finalize the construction of a street. Likewise, OHSU is expanding their campus in South Waterfront and is looking at the next phase of Southwest Meade Avenue. They are facing the same challenges of soil that needs to consolidate for a number of months so it actually doesn't settle when the new street is built. We hope to share contractors between each other, and one of the hiccups that we've ran into is the current city code requires design review and greenway review when we move more than about 5 truckloads of dirt. So what the ordinance here before you, and I believe you had an amendment that was introduced in your packages earlier this week, just a minor code clarification referencing the right code that we're asking you to approve waiving, removes that requirement for that design review and greenway review for the movement of dirt in South Waterfront. We're not waiving any other design review or greenway review for any buildings or trails or anything else in the future. This is more just to allow the construction of placement of dirt on Southwest Meade Avenue. Michael Harrison and Mike Buckwickets are here from OHSU to answer any questions you have, and the reason why this is an emergency is our contractor would like to move and start work for them.
Can you just explain to us, when you say that we're waiving design review of moving dirt, what would design review actually review?
You don't want to know.
What's the action that they would take?
Commissioner Fish, I think you hit on exactly why we're asking to waive this. We've gone back into the legislative history of the code, and there's not a good reason why there would be design review. There's no criteria that would align placing dirt up against a code review.
Okay.
I think you just made the case very persuasively.
Yes.
Michael, since you're here, you got a lot of construction going on. So we've got the Knight Center.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the new building to the south of where I get my health care services. And you've got, I guess, a parking lot adjacent to that and a new building going up there.
Right, the Rood Family Pavilion, which will be 6 floors of parking, but above it will be 4 floors of patient housing, half that will be run by the Ronald McDonald House, the other half that will be more for adult patients, many of them cancer patients.
It's really amazing when I rode my bike the other day down there, and you had the 3 construction projects plus Zidell's last barge. In fact, my son said Riley, or my son Chapin said with a Rye since a few, he said, has that barge always been there? It is rather shocking to see that barge sitting there waiting to be launched. A lot of good stuff going, and somehow you managed to still make the parking for the public accessible. I don't know how you do that.
Well, Michael Harrison, OHSU, we really appreciate all the staff work from a variety of bureaus that came together to sort of iron out the wrinkle that would have required design review of a pile of dirt. And we really appreciate the longer partnership with the city where we're always sort of leapfrogging. Someone will develop something, then we need to work together to improve the transportation system. to keep the flow of people in and out of the district, whether it's by transit, by bicycle, by car. And we're, again, in one of those steps now where Bond and Mead are sort of catching up with the development of buildings, but it's definitely a partnership between many partners, including us in the city, that keeps the system moving forward and allows us to continue to serve our patients. So thank you.
Very good. Thank you. Is there any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Please call the roll.
The amendment?
I move the amendment.
Sorry.
I'll second it.
Commissioner Saltzman moves the amendment. Commissioner Udaly seconds. Please call the roll on the amendment.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Very pleased to give my blessing, save everyone some time and money by not doing design review on a pile of dirt. Aye.
Wheeler?
I sort of would have enjoyed seeing what that would look like. But that being said, I'm all for government efficiency. Aye. The amendment is accepted. Please call the
Is this an emergency
motion.
Or yes. Does this go to... It is emergency.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fish?
When the mayor says he would have enjoyed seeing that, you know what he's actually just copped to. He would have looked forward to the appeal that came from Design Review to the City Council. And we would be convening here about a year from now, and Michael would be here crying his heart out and over the...
I would have been replaced.
No. Michael would have been calling in from his new retirement home somewhere outside the country. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted as amended. Thanks, gentlemen, for your patience. So why don't we go through the votes in order that we took these. Could you start by calling the roll, please, on item 670?
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
So before I cast my vote, I'm speaking to this and the next two items. We had a number of people come up and testify in opposition to these three items. I want to say why I strongly support all three of them. As was clearly illustrated by the situation in New Orleans, emergency management and emergency preparation are key obligations of a municipal government. And core to fulfilling that obligation is making sure that communities, all communities, are adequately prepared. That includes the first responders in terms of having the tools and the training that they require. It includes all of the government jurisdictional partners that require training as collaborative partners, as well as having the communications equipment and training that they need to collaborate successfully in the event of a widespread disaster. And importantly, it also includes preparing individuals, families, and neighborhoods. And I don't usually comment on public testimony, but I'm going to in this case. I was surprised that the public testimony was so at odds with the facts of these grants. And so I would simply say this again. I said it before. I think I was being shouted down at the time and being sworn at and whatnot. And I'm okay with that, but I want the public to hear this. You have every right to come to this microphone and to speak your mind in any way that you see fit. We don't edit people's commentary, but it would be helpful to at least read the item before you comment, because there's a lot of people who watch on TV, and they may be confused by what they're hearing if the testimony just doesn't dovetail at all with what the items are. And finally, we respect the right of citizens under the charter of this city to be able to pull any consent agenda item off of the agenda, and we respect that right. But there is a responsibility that comes with that right. When we call in staff members from all over the city to come here and testify on items that have been pulled, in some cases just a few minutes prior, I would at least ask people to have the courtesy of being in the chamber and hearing the testimony that they're providing rather than running in at the last minute and then speaking just flat-out falsehoods about what the agenda item is. I think as adults in a civic discourse, we can all figure out how to make this work. But I frankly thought what we saw today was disrespectful to the public employees of the city of Portland. I thought it was disrespectful to the other people who came to provide testimony and be heard in this chamber. And as was duly noted, this city council has established clear rules and clear codes of conduct that we enforce uniformly to everyone. So I strongly support this because I don't want to be the next New Orleans when we have an emergency on our hands. I want our community well prepared, the first responders, the city, our regional partners, our communities, and our families. And these grants from the federal government enable us to be ready when the time comes. So I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Next item, 671, please. Call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Please call 672. Call the roll.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. Please call 665.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
I want to thank Mary Sipes for coming today and giving her testimony. She told a story that I am hoping that we will hear a lot less of, which is of citizens putting in their time and energy and expertise and not having their work valued or implemented. I would like to see the noise office getting closer to full recovery. I believe we have some kinks to work out on our way there, but in the meantime, I vote aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. And last but not least, 676, please.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted. So, colleagues, that left a rather lengthy to-do list. I'll let staff sort it out, and we'll figure it out later.
We didn't do the consent agenda, did we?
We did do the consent agenda.
Okay, sorry.
Yes, we did.
I missed that.
So, with that, we're adjourned until 2 p.m. this afternoon.
Well said. Yeah.